Just because you're a bimbo, it doesn't mean that you can't be empowered. It doesn't mean that you can't be in charge. Have you ever heard of the concept of a dominant bimbo? Somebody so empowered, who has so much charisma, that even in their stupidity, they seem to get people doing exactly what they want. Could you imagine it? Notice how the dominant bimbo moves, how they speak, how they seem to act around others. Their ditzy happy days just seems to overwhelm everybody until they have everyone eating out of the palm of their hand. They have everybody right where they want them because they can, because they are a dominant bimbo. They're a bimbo who's empowered, walking along with their legions of little toys behind them, paying for all their things, doing exactly as they want, joining in their happy, giggly, bubbly little world, because that is the way of the dominant bimbo. And I wonder if you are the type to be a dominant bimbo. So while you think about these ideas, I just want to tell you something. I want to talk to you about dumbing down and going into that bimbo headspace. You see, for everyone it's different. For everyone, going into trance is a different experience. Just like becoming a bimbo is a different experience for everyone. Every single person I know, when I ask them what is a bimbo to you, will give me a different answer. And I'm sure yours will be different even still. But yet, we can all agree on a common theme. The theme being somebody who is dumb. Somebody who likes pink. Somebody who giggles a lot. Somebody who is just fun, happy and bubbly, living in their own happy little world, obsessed with shopping, finding pretty shiny things to play with. And maybe that includes people. Shiny, new, happy toys to help in their quest of having fun. So I wonder if you just imagine for me your perfect bimbo. I want you to close your eyes and think about that for a moment. How do they look? What do they wear? What does their hair look like? Are they wearing makeup or not? Are they tall? Are they short? What does their body look like? More importantly, as they open their mouth to speak, what do they sound like? Do they say smart things or not? Do they say and like a lot or not? Are they the kind of bimbo that twirls their hair? Are they the kind of bimbo that stands up tall and imposing? Are they gentle in their nature? Or are they a little bit more forceful? And isn't it interesting that as you imagine this perfect bimbo, that you start to realize that you can take on these characteristics. This bimbo lies inside you. They lie there and wait, dormant in your subconscious mind, waiting until that moment where they can just come out. You see, every single day we all wear different masks. We all have different hats that we put on, different faces, different clothes, different circumstances and situations that we need to be prepared for. And this transformation is just one of those many things we do during the day. And as you think about that, as you process that concept, you start to realize that that bimbo deep inside of you is just lying dormantly and waiting until you decide to put on that mask, putting on that mask and becoming that person, changing yourself for just a moment, where you can become that bimbo. And wouldn't it be fun to allow that to anchor itself to a certain phrase, a certain word? That's right. Like the word dominant bimbo. Dominant bimbo. That word just is so enticing, intoxicating to your mind, isn't it? And of course, when somebody that you trust, or yourself if you have time, says those words, dominant bimbo, and snaps their fingers. You can just allow yourself to embrace your inner bimbo, allowing them to creep out of you, deep from the realm of your subconscious mind, bringing themselves to the surface, where you can allow yourself to transform. But before we allow you to transform, let's talk about some things as we transform you into a more dominant bimbo. Dominant bimbo. You see, a bimbo is somebody who is dumb. And of course, right now, you may have adapted to the mindset of a bimbo, but not completely, not totally, not to the point where you are just dumb. But it's fun to be dumb. It's fun to be happy and bubbly, because the only intelligence that you need is the little bit of intelligence you need to boss people around. You see, there's something so fun with being the boss, isn't it? It's fun to be in charge sometimes. It's fun to have to make the decisions, because even though you're dumb, you can still make choices. You still know which things are the shiniest, which things are the prettiest, which color of pink is the best. But yet, you just don't care for everything else. You don't need to make decisions on maths. You don't need to make decisions on spelling or anything that you would read in a book, because that's not what's important. What is important to the dominant bimbo is matters like shopping, matters like getting exactly what they want, exactly when they want it, matters like exactly how much pretty shiny things can I put on my body today? And how can I get the people around me to help me in that quest? You see, imagine a shopping trip. The dominant bimbo would take their toys out shopping, and while all they're focused on is picking the nicest, the prettiest, the best things that they can, the toy's job is to do all the hard work, the maths, the reading, the adding up of all the prices, the buying of the clothes. Exactly. Because the dominant bimbo is really, really good at getting all the smart people around them to do all of the smart things that they needed to do, and making it seem like the most wondrous task in the world. You see, smart bimbos know exactly how to wrap people around their fingers. They know the art of being seductive in a cute, bubbly kind of way. In a way, as they giggle, bat their eyes, twirl their hair, and look upon their prey with a look that says, "Don't you want to help me?" Deep down inside, it may look like a submissive act, but yet, a dominant bimbo knows that it is much, much more than that. It's a simple way of manipulating the people around them so they can get whatever they want. And that's exactly what the dominant bimbo does. The empowered bimbo. The bimbo that knows exactly what they want and how to get it. Which is exactly what you are. Deep down inside, you know it, don't you? Yeah, you do. And so do me a favor and just open your eyes. And as your eyes open, you feel kind of awake, kind of aware, kind of back to yourself before this file began, but yet, knowing deep down inside that you are a dominant bimbo. Dominant bimbo. Dominant bimbo. And as you come to that realization, you start to feel your IQ slipping away, dropping away, because the only things you need to be intelligent in are the ways of seducing people, are the ways of allowing yourself to get whatever you want out of anyone. As all of the numbers, all of the book smart, the science, the letters, spelling, everything just drops out of your head. And it's so fun and freeing. You might even give out a little giggle, knowing that you're about to have so much fun toying with people, playing with people, becoming a dominant bimbo. Dominant bimbo. And it feels so fun to be in charge, doesn't it? Uh-huh, it does. And isn't it funny how those words like and just seem to come so easily to you? As of course, everybody around you knows how dumb you are, but that's part of your charm. That's part of what makes you a dominant bimbo. You see, it's that sly kind of charm that makes people think that you need so much help, but yet it's them who needs help because you know exactly how to get what you want. And it's so empowering, it's so fun, it's so freeing, and it's so you, dominant bimbo. But of course you can come back to yourself anytime somebody you trust or you says that word, release and snaps their fingers twice. Release and snaps their fingers twice. And you come back to yourself, intelligent, just as you were before. But yet deep down inside, in the back of your mind, the dominant bimbo waits. Waiting there in the depths of your mind, ready for the next time you'll have an adventure, and you'll be able to wake them up and play again. And so for now, just think about that for a moment. Allow those ideas to sink in deeply as you close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, and let everything go, let everything sink, drifting away, down, into that place. That place where you can allow suggestions to sink so deeply into your mind. And of course, now that we've practiced becoming the dominant bimbo, you know you can easily and effortlessly replicate that when the time is right, with people that you trust in situations where it is appropriate for you to do so. And as long as your subconscious mind accepts and understands these suggestions, you can give yourself a nod of realization to know that this is something that you want, something that you're more than happy to take on board. And your subconscious mind always knows what's best for you. Your subconscious mind knows exactly the right times to just allow you to feel those feelings and allow you to go back into that place to become the dominant bimbo that you are inside. And now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach number 5, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized, remembering exactly every single second that happened in this file, and feeling so happy and content, knowing that the dominant bimbo is inside you, waiting for the next time they can come out and play, and you can test it out for yourself. So coming up on the count of 5 with 1, 2, 3, that's right. Energy flooding your body, your mind, becoming so happy and content, refreshed and energized with 4. And on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 5, wide awake. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this file and this exploration into being a dominant bimbo. And as always, folks, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.